Hello, welcome back everybody. This is part two of my first, this is part two to building relationships with children and youth and after school. So if you haven't already, subscribe, like, follow, or favorite if you're on Anchor, my podcast, Miss CC Talks After School. So let's get back into it. So I discussed earlier the things on building relationships with kids, with students, and after school. I did say that these were the ones that you should have. You would need self-reflection, having a positive, caring environment for the students, of course, and for yourself, getting to know your students, sincerely liking your students, showing up for your students every day, having support outside yourself, we gonna get into that, knowing their social, physical, cognitive development. So, showing up for your students every day is another building tool that you should have to build relationships with students and after school. One way to show students that you want to build with them is to show up. Have you showed up for your students today? Have you put in the work for them? No lie, some of these tools I will be using in my own personal life, and I have to check myself on some of them when I manage my outside work life. For reals, y'all. It's good practice, but I feel like being there physically is not enough. You can't let the students know every once in a while that you are here for them. You can let the students know every day, I'm here for you. Whatever you need, let me know. Are you okay? Do you want to talk? Conversation starters is a way to show them that you are here for them. You can be physically there, but not say nothing to someone and still not be there for the person. Hello. Now, that's not all the way true, because remember, y'all, I was a mute. Remember? Okay. Sitting in silence is cool. Nonverbal cues are cool for some too. So make sure you are communicating with students verbally and nonverbally, whichever way is comfortable for them. If you know you have a shy student and you try to start a conversation with them and they're not responding to your verbal cues, use thumbs up or use thumbs down for yes or no's. Use a coloring sheet to draw something and tell them the prompt. Ask them, you want to race? Maybe they say yes, maybe they shake their head no. Say, I'll race you, I'm going to time y'all. I bet you I could beat your time. Build a relationship right there, man. Some things don't always have to be a conversation. Trust me, I know. So, another tool that you should have in your back pocket is having support that's outside of yourself. So what I mean is having parents, having coordinators, your coordinator, your supervisor, school day teachers, administration, counselors, church members, doesn't matter, aunties, uncles, cousins, you know, 18 or older, you know, but you should have other people outside yourself if you want to build a relationship with a child. When you put your team or even a parent in the loop of things, it can help bridge a gap between building that relationship. I hope that makes sense. What I mean is, if you sincerely care about this student and want to build a relationship with them and they are giving you a hard time, you may need to get support from others. Some students don't like when their parents or families get involved. Maybe you can go to another staff member, see if there is another supportive adult individual in that child's life. They can bridge that gap. There. Trust me, when all things fail, yell. I don't mean yell at them. It's an acronym. It means Youth Empowering Lifeline. You need to call your lifeline. I just made it up. Copyright. Call them in, ring them in, tag them in. When students see that you are reaching out to their supportees, they become more aware and do a little self-reflecting, and give or take, they might get them on board. And they choose to either let you in slowly or still screw with you until the end of school year. And from my experience, they will slowly let you in. It's a huge win if that happens. I have one student who would not budge, but by the time they graduate from school, they will always call on me to help them, you know, bail them out, take a break. And I will always bring up, like, you play too much. Like, you used to treat me like X, Y, and Z. And now you want me to come help you. Like, come on now. But because we both were mindful, we both were consistent, we both were sincere at one point, consistently. I mean, there are different ways to use outside supporting adult individuals, but always use this tool in the beginning, middle, and or end. Last but not least, I feel knowing their social, physical, cognitive development of the students will help you build relationships with students. You need to know these things as you are working in education. You will be aware of how some students are acting towards you compared to others. You must know everyone is not alike. Everyone is different. Students are at different developmental stages in their life as they learn and grow. Take a course or watch videos or find articles geared towards the grade that you have or even the age. Take a child development class so you can educate yourself on this topic. It will help a lot, and you will be more informed on the progression of who your students are. Really are. Some students may be constantly getting up in class and can't sit down for more than 10 minutes. You may think that student wants to stir the pot in the class and be a class clown, but in all honesty, this student is a kindergartner. You have had that student sit on the floor for the past 30 minutes without any brain breaks or redirection or stretches. Come on now. Come on now. That is like torture. Well, not torture per se, but you will need to know the developmental needs of students' physical, cognitive, and social awareness. I'm just saying, it can help build a strong relationship with students in after school. To close out, I want you to ask yourself these questions. Jot the answer down, reflect on the answer, or share it with others out loud. As you reflect, be mindful of how you feel when you write your answers down. Finding points of connection will also help you build successful relationships. Think of an adult in your life who held you in high regard. How did you know they cared about you? Were there any characteristics or skills displayed that made a difference? What do positive relationships look like? Alrighty, that concludes my third podcast, part 2. Y'all, thank you for listening, and please send me a message to your responses if you are willing to share so I can share with others, with your consent, of course. Alrighty, people, until next time, thank you for listening. Share and subscribe and favorite my podcast, Miss Cece's After School Talks. Trust me, I know. Bye.